Hey, you know that there's a show on this very radio station every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. called Outside the Loop Radio. Your host is Mike Steven. Your producer is Andy Herman. Coincidentally, both of those guys produced my shows in the past. But they're together every Saturday morning and every Friday morning around this time. We like to give you an exclusive preview and a look of what you're going to hear right here on WGN at 6 a.m. And let's hear from Mike Steven and Andy Herman. Here's your preview, this week's preview of Outside the Loop Radio.
Thank you very much, Nick DiGilio. Yes, I am Mike Steven. I'm just so happy to be here. I really am. Host of Outside the Loop here on 720 WGN. It is Chicago's almost above ground audio magazine, meaning that we take a look at local issues and topics that don't always get mainstream media attention. And boy, we are having so much fun every Saturday morning at 6 here on GN. And of course, my buddy Andy Herman is the count, and he is the producer of the program. Hello, Andy.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Talking about tomorrow morning's show, because I think it's a doozy.
I do, too. It's good stuff.
It is good stuff. Shall we explain how this is going to go tomorrow?
You know, we missed a couple weeks.
We did.
So welcome back, Nick.
That's right. Welcome back, Nick. Getting back into the groove.
And now we're back on a Friday morning. Never been away on Saturday morning. But if you haven't checked us out on Saturday, I do think it's time to reset, as they say in the radio business.
They do say that in the radio biz.
Reset right here.
Okay. We are resetting and talking about the show tomorrow morning. So coming up tomorrow, we'll be checking in with our good buddy, Steve Krakow. He is also known as Plastic Crime Wave. He does the column, The Secret History of Chicago Music, every other week in the Chicago Reader. And it's a column that's been going on for 10 years, and it profiles local musicians throughout the musical history of Chicago, or bands that never quite made it to the big time. And there are so many bands that have been here in Chicago that are in the city, and a lot of those bands will never get the just dues that they deserve. And, you know, some of these bands play a pretty big and significant part in the history of the city and other bigger musical acts we may know. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing this radio version of The Secret History of Chicago Music, which I think is really cool because you can actually hear the sounds of the bands that Steve is profiling. And Steve's a talented musician in his own right, and he's a great artist. And now he has taken 10 years of this column and he's turned it into a book. And the book is called My Kind of Sound, The Secret History of Chicago Music Compendium. Mm-hmm. And it's a collection of his strips, all hand-drawn over the past 10 years. It's a great look at history through music in the city. And I think it's just a fantastic book. We are the first media interview that he is doing. This is an exclusive. That's right. It's an exclusive.
Pat ourselves on the back here.
Absolutely.
Because he has some power behind this book.
Oh, yeah.
Big names, and we're here first.
He actually has Jim DeRogatis write the foreword to the book. So that's pretty cool. And we're going to talk about the book. We'll talk about the book. We'll talk about the origins of the column and, you know, doing it for 10 years. That's a pretty great run. In fact, isn't Outside the Loop coming up on its 10th year?
We're coming up on 10 years. Yeah. Next year will
be
10.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Time just flies.
Well, it certainly does. We'll talk about that later. But
yes,
Steve Krakow tomorrow morning. The book is on Curbside Splendor. Do you say that? Is that right? It's on Curbside Splendor. Is that the label? Yeah, man, it's on the Curbside Splendor label.
I think Krakow would appreciate that.
Okay, yes, he would.
If we liken it to a record label.
Absolutely. So Curbside Splendor's
actually,
publisher.
I think they do put out some music.
Okay.
So I don't think you're too far off on that. It's actually a really cool publishing house.
It is.
Local, really like independent, cool, kind of under the radar stuff. They published Tony Fitzpatrick's latest collection of his New City columns.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Tony's great.
They're doing some great stuff.
That's fantastic. So that's coming up tomorrow morning on Outside the Loop. Also, we'll talk about the good old Stockyards in Chicago. And they've been closed now for a number of years. Mm-hmm. They closed in the early 1970s. But, man, they had a great run here in the city and really put the city on the map when it comes to food production and distribution. And we'll talk to an author who is a professor of history at Columbia College here in Chicago. His name is Dominic Pasiga, and his book is Slaughterhouse, Chicago's Union Stockyard and the World It Made. And, you know, Chicago's the hog butcher of the world, right? Well, this really put us on the map for that. And he actually, Dominic Pasiga, worked in the stockyards towards the tail end of the run here. So he's got some firsthand experience. He chronicles this experience in the book, and he talks about how the stockyards were a very important part of Chicago. And so we'll explore Chicago history this time through looking at the stockyards tomorrow morning.
Very cool. And I wonder if Nick remembers the stockyards. You said early 70s it closed down?
Yeah, like 70 or 71.
Okay. He would have been a little kid, but we'll have to ask him about that.
You know, the stockyards were known to attract tourists. Seriously, yeah. They would attract tourists. So, yeah, maybe he's got some vivid memories. Little Nicky D running around the stockyards. And we will also talk with a student at Roosevelt High School in Albany Park. He is Gabriel Varela, and he's a junior, and he is part of a civics class that put together a website called the School Lunch Project, Culinary Denial. And get this, a bunch of students got together, and they said, wow, our lunch here at school is absolutely terrible. Let's do something about it. And in their civics class, they got together, and one of their assignments was get active and do something like stand up for a cause. And they organized the website, rhsschoollunch.wordpress.com. It's a project that is advocating for better school lunches at their school. And I'll tell you this, man, they have some pictures of the stuff that they're fed currently. It is absolutely disgusting.
Oh, God.
It's terrible. I mean, think about hamburger patties that don't look like hamburger patties. It's like... like crushed up cardboard that hasn't been cooked and rotten fruit and fruit cups that are completely frozen solid.
Wow.
It's absolutely terrible. This is the food that we're feeding our youth.
That's sad.
It's totally sad. And so often I think we, you know, talk about education and all these big topics and the adults in the room never ask the students about anything. And you know what? Education's about the students, so maybe we should ask their opinion and how they're doing and how the stuff that we decide as adults in the community affects them. So that's what this site is all about. I think it's really cool. And so Dominic and so Gabriel will join us tomorrow morning to talk about the School Lunch Project Culinary Denial website.
Wow, how about those kids?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Taking up a cause.
That's right.
My school lunch was no treat. What did I do? I just ate it every day.
You were just long-haired Andy Herman.
No, that was pre-long-hair Andy Herman.
Oh, that was pre. Was that like eighth grade? You were long-haired Andy Herman. what was this?
I was long-haired Andy Herman in college.
Oh, all right.
You know, you move away, you grow your hair out.
Yeah, right. When were you locking yourself in the room when it was time to go to church and blasting Highway to Hell? Was that
that was high school short?
That was, okay, that was short hair high school Andy Herman.
Wait to bring that up right before Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, y'all! It's all coming up. Tomorrow morning, outside the loop, from 6 to 7, right before Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini. He's a wonderful man, and we love being on right before him, right after the farm show. It's a great time slot, so wake up with us, and we'll have some fun. We'll learn about some stuff, and it's a great time. OutsideTheLoopRadio.com is the website, and WGNRadio.com. You can get past editions of the show. It's a podcast, or do you say podcast?
I usually say podcast.
All right, it's a podcast. And I think, who are you, Andy? I think I'm done.
I think you are.
All right.
I think you need to get some sleep.
I need.
You've been up all night doing this segment here live right now.
Yeah, totally live.
Time to go to bed.
We have to switch back studios now to Nick. Yeah. And we'll send it back to Nick DiGilio. And, of course, the man himself, D. Shugs, Dan Shugru.
Total dude.
Love some D. Shugs. Thanks so much, guys. And tune in to Outside the Loop tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, that wasn't live.
Come on, why you gotta burst the bubble?
Theater of the mind, man. What's wrong with you?
That dude playing guitar was live. Can that guy play or what, Dan?
That was pretty amazing. It's a damn shame that I was actually just looking at his back half the time.
I know. Yeah. Esmeralda, did you hear that? I mean, that guy can play the guitar.
I heard it. It was good.
Man, it was fun to watch him. I'm telling you, man, that guy can play. He was doing the fingers on the fretboard thing. All that stuff was cool. Hey, hey. I do remember the Stockyards. Thank you for bringing that up, Andy. I appreciate that. It reminds me that it's time for my Geritol.
I want a picture of long-haired Andy.
I do, too. Now, I knew that he had mentioned to me that he had long hair. And you know he's got, like, an eyebrow piercing.
Right.
And I remember the first time I met him, I was like, oh, this guy's going to be nuts. He's got an eyebrow piercing. And then, like, he's one of the nicest sort of straight-laced guys. Well, no, not necessarily. I've gone out, you know, when I was a drinking man. I did a lot of drinking with Andy and Mike at times. But, you know, he was like, oh, I just kind of did that as a... I guess that's when he was listening to Highway to Hell. He decided, I'm going to go for the piercing.
He did it himself in his bedroom.
Did he?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't think he did. I don't know. So, anyway.
I'm just picturing, like, an Eric Stoltz-like hair, like, shoulder length. Maybe a good look for him.
So you mean like Pulp Fiction?
Right.
So he'll be eating Fruit Brute.
Walking around in a robe.
In a robe, eating Fruit Brute. Watching the Three Stooges, by the way. And do you remember what Stooge episode he's watching in Pulp Fiction? Esmeralda, do you remember what Stooge short he's watching?
No.
Don't be condescending to me.
I didn't even know that he was watching the Three Stooges.
He's watching the damn Stooges while he's eating Fruit Brute. When Travolta calls him, when he's got the Odeon chick in the car.
Yeah, I'm kind of focusing on other things.
He is watching, by the way, he's watching the episode where Shemp, and it's a Shemp because Tarantino knows Shemp is the best. It's a Shemp. It's the one where Shemp's got to get married in order to get his inheritance. Hold hands, you lovebirds, with Emil Sitka as the justice of the peace. Hold hands, you lovebirds. That's what he's watching. So that's what you picture Andy Herman looking like in boxers, eating Fruit Brute, watching the Shemp Stooges.
Yep.
With the hair.
Listening to AC/DC.
Because he is a ginger.
Piercing his eyebrow.
Well, in that movie, Roseanne Arquette plays his wife,
right.
Who's got piercings all over her face.
Yeah.
Because what's that? Travolta's like, is that girl with the crap all over her face? That's my wife. God, I love that movie. All right. By the way, I hear I'm starting to hear some news about Hateful Eight, Tarantino's latest. It is, by the way, it's like 3 hours and 10 minutes long, and it does have an intermission. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, by the way, you know that? Hey, did you know that Outside the Loop Radio, which you can hear on Saturday morning at 6 o'clock, did you know that that precedes Lou Manfredini's show?
Wow. Somebody wake up, Dumont.
Come out and join Lou Manfredini this Saturday, tomorrow, when he broadcasts live from By the Yard Outdoor Furniture. That's an outdoor furniture store in Vernon Hills. You can enjoy breakfast courtesy of By the Yard and check out their festive showroom to get you into the holiday spirit. You'll also have a chance to win prizes, including gift certificates to the store. The event is sponsored by the Yard, which offers a huge selection of sustainable patio and outdoor furniture. Find out more details at WGNRadio.com/events. That's tomorrow morning, right after the two idiots that you just heard.